What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another installment of Crime and Wine. How you doing today, girl?
Tad.
Of course you are. You're the one who decided you never want to be at home throughout the month of July.
I was on a world tour.
Nobody made you do that, girl.
But I'm kind of, this is why this episode late, because of my world tour. It's all my fault. I'm back. I'm home. I'm in my space again.
Girl, maybe you need like a week off or something.
Nah. I start a new job next week.
Yeah, it sounds like you definitely need a week off then.
What are those? I don't know what those are.
Girl, you better learn what the hell those are. Sure.
So I'm raspy because I've been in airports all day long. You know that dry ass airport air wreaks havoc on your throat. So.
Oh, you got the vid?
No, stop. Don't put that out there. Don't spread the rumors.
I know, right, girl, because people be freaking out.
Right, don't spread those rumors.
Girl, that's funny. Well, that's fun. Well, at least your daughter enjoyed her birthday. That's a plus, right?
She did. And because of you guys, I will be looming and painting rocks for the rest of my goddamn life. Thank you.
Hey, that wasn't me.
Whoever. There's...
The funny thing is, the two things you just named came from Miss Red Velvet.
No, because it's not just those two.
The funny thing, because when she pulled out the loom thing, I was like, I really feel like somebody else bought her one of those.
She got like four. Four damn looms. And then it's like a kit to two paint rocks kits and a kit to paint rocks shaped like unicorns. And then there's the crystal garden in which you have to put drops of essential oils depending on the vibe.
Velvet almost bought her one of those too.
She's such a vibey
kid. Well, instead of, I should say.
She's just such a vibey child that this is the type of stuff that I end up doing.
Yeah. The funny thing is, when I saw that rock thing, I was like, if this ain't marketing at its finest, you literally are selling drop plain ass rocks.
Rocks and,
some
paint.
Cheap paint.
Rocks and glow paint. Yeah.
And you spending $20, $30 on this. This is like, Are you kidding me? We could have found this shit outside.
It's rocks and glow paint. You could get glow paint for $8 at literally any store.
It reminds me of when the pet rock was a thing.
In the 80s, yeah.
And a chia pet. Like, this is stupid. Why are we paying for these things?
Chia pets always freaked me out. I would see the commercial and then want one. But then I saw it in person. I was like, no, this shit is weird. I don't like this at all.
If they don't grow properly, if some of the seeds don't bloom, it looks hella weird.
Right. Like, I don't know. Like, this shit is weird. Because it was in one of my classrooms. And, like, you know, we was watching that shit every damn day. And I was like, this whole process is strange. And I don't like any of it. As someone who has a house full of plants now. I don't know. Something about that. Because you wanted to do something. Like, these plants, they just kind of do what they do. But that chia pet, if that bitch didn't look exactly like Garfield, you was pissed. Like,
because those things can look weird real easily.
Like, you had to grow the exact Snoop Dogg or whatever your chia pet was doing.
Not the exact Snoop Dogg.
I don't know. People's chia pets did different things. Ours in our class was Garfield.
What's so funny is when I tell people I eat chia seeds or I put it in like drinks and stuff or smoothies, they be like a chia pet. And I'm like, yeah. They're like, wait, what? I'm like, yeah. Did y'all think that shit wasn't real? Yes. That's what it is.
Yeah. It's so strange. Mm-hmm. I mean, but that's the same as Tamagotchis and Furbies and mechanical dogs and all the other dumb shit they sell us.
You know what was the thing that was weird? Stretch Armstrong. Because I remember we broke this boy's in second grade. We broke his because people were stretching it too much. You know, seven-year-olds are stupid and ridiculous.
Because they really think in the commercial it could stretch all around the world like the commercial.
Right. So we stretched it too much and that bitch broke and that gooey, jelly, clear crap came out. Yeah. It was so weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was funny. It's funny because the boy who that belonged to is the one I got chickenpox from.
Because he hated you. He said, "I'm gonna get this bitch."
I wasn't the one that broke it.
He hated your life.
And what? It was not me that broke his little toy. I just witnessed it.
He blamed you. He said, "This bitch was the ringleader. Chickenpox, girl, all on your life."
Shut up.
I mean, you know.
He almost made me mad.
I'm like mad delusional. So it's like been moving for the last. I'm so delusional. This is about to be a wild ride.
Oh Lord. So I take it you probably don't have anything to drink, huh?
No, I do.
Oh.
And
no, excuse me.
And I'm high already. And I'm high.
Of course you are.
And I'm drinking wine because here we are. Let's go.
Why are you doing all this to yourself?
Because I'm about to go to fuck the bed. Let's go on this adventure, though.
Oh, Lord. Well, before we do that, what is it that you're actually drinking?
Some fancy shit. I don't even know. This is in the house. It's Flor de San Martin. It's a Garnacha Blanca. I don't know. This was some fancy shit that was in my house.
That's a lot of stuff. It's a pretty label.
It is some fancy ass shit. I'm gonna post it so y'all can see it because I don't know what this fancy shit is.
That looks like a label that'll be on soap or something.
And it come in a dark green, you know, the dark green bottle, so they real fancy. Because you know cheat wine come in them clear joints.
Well, I guess I got the cheat because you know mine clear. You know I got Old Faithful.
That's the iPhone. Android debate right there, the cheap shit coming in big black boxes. It's like, nah, nigga, that worked better.
Girl, as someone must not with even an go iPhone there.
And a Mac, so
it just be so funny. I'll just be like, if y'all don't shut up, you know, like iPhone, only like 20% of people in the world got iPhones. Yeah. Calm yourself down.
Yeah. And a HomePod. I have a whole Apple office.
It's like, there's a reason behind that, sir and madam. You just bought into that, but whatever.
I just got the free phone, then I got the shit that worked with my free phone.
Girl, because I ain't going to hold you. I go for the cheap shit, right. The cheapest thing. I'm like, I'm not getting ready. Why, for what? And it's so funny. It blows my mind. People be like, why don't you get an iPhone? Why? Because I'm tired of seeing your green bubble. I'm like, well, I don't give a shit.
I'm like, I mean, really, okay for exclusivity.
Yeah, what? You want me to get a new phone because you don't like the way my text message disappeared? Kiss my ass.
Or just don't text me. How about that?
Crazy, right? Because you know I ain't got to talk to you.
It really
So you know I got my Old Faithful.
Is it Josh?
It's Josh. But this time it's not Chardonnay.
Okay.
It's a Sauvignon Blanc. I like saying that.
I don't like the way you just said it. This is so good. I need to
Sauvignon Blanc.
This is so good.
Well, I'm going to have to buy that then if it's so good.
The aromas of citrus fruits, fresh herbs, white flowers, and green apples. I definitely do get the apple out of this. This is a cute summer spring. It's very crisp and light.
Who was I talking to when we talk about crisp? And they said crisp make them think something is wet.
That's weird.
I was like, what? They said, when I hear crisp, I think wet.
That
I'm like,
wet if it's,
what? They said, because you know, like crisp apples or crisp lettuce. I'm like, I don't think wet, though. What are you talking about?
Maybe because they're thinking about like the grocery store, you know, spray the water on the joints.
Girl. And I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I tried to make that make sense. That shit's weird.
I said, you know what? You do your thing. I don't judge.
Whatever gets you there, I guess.
What? You know, your business.
So,
okay.
Who is our murderer today?
This person's pretty known. She made a lot of headlines back in 2019. She made headlines before, but it went big again in 2019. You know who it is.
Sure,
thanks to a couple celebrities as to why she went really famous again. We are talking about Miss Santoya Brown. The very initially sad, ridiculous story of our justice system, but then the triumph at the end, in my personal opinion.
Sure.
Well, I say triumph because at least, well, we'll get into it. We'll get into why I feel like it's some kind of, you know, some kind of win on some level.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So you don't think so?
It ain't really about what I think, is it?
Well, no, that's actually exactly what this podcast is about. What you think? You don't think it's some kind of good at the end?
I'm not saying that. This story just pisses me off, really, because it's like...
Ditto.
You know, none of this had to happen. So, correct. It's not that I don't think that there's a triumph at the end. I just think that... I take it back. I don't think it's a triumph because it's not triumphant to just say, oops, my bad, and let this girl out of jail when y'all like ruined her fucking life. And then they failed her so many times before just to fail correct. Her again, you know? So I can't look at righting your wrong as a triumph, but I hear you.
I understand that. I mean, you can't give me the disease, then give me the medicine and tell me I should feel thankful because you shouldn't have gave me the disease to begin with. I do understand. I do understand that. You fixing your wrong is not necessarily good for me. However, comma, you could have kept going without even fixing the wrong.
Yeah, no, that's why I said.
That's the only thing that I'm thinking about.
And that's what I said. That's why I get why people call it a triumph. I just have a hard time calling you fixing your fuck up a triumph. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just...
I get it.
That's hard for me to turn over.
No, I do understand. I do understand that. So, for anybody who don't really know what's going on, we could go ahead and get into it. So, just a little bit about her early life. Her name is Santoya Brown. She was born with fetal alcohol disorder. Because her mother was drinking a lot when she was pregnant with her. After she had her, she actually ended up being addicted to cocaine. Crack, I should say.
Yeah.
And because of that, she's like, you know, I'm not really able to take care of her. I wanted to have a better life. So she gave her up for adoption. She ended up being, Santoya that is, was adopted. Was in a decent family where she was adopted. But although that's where she was, she began to go into the juvenile court systems. Unfortunately, things like that tend to happen with people who have been adopted or come from a household, the biological parents, where they weren't necessarily fit or able to take care of them.
And just any type of unsteady household tends to do that because it's like you're consistently looking for somebody to snatch the rug out from under you. So
correct.
It's hard for you to like.
You kind of don't trust people.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's like I always got to take care of me.
Before they fuck you up, right? Like
yeah, it's easier to get over negativity from someone else if you already prepared yourself. It's like if somebody calls themselves fat before you're able to call them fat. It's like you can't hurt my feelings now because I've already said it.
So
it's kind of like the same thing where it's like, you know, well, if I never get comfortable, if I always got myself in these different situations, I can't get upset if something happens where you could have done the same things. Like, so what? I already did it to myself anyway.
Right.
Unfortunately, that happens way too often than anybody would like to admit. But yeah, so she was actually born in 88. So by 2001, 2003 is when she started to commit these different crimes against people, property, you know, all kinds of stuff. She ended up being in custody of the Department of Children's Services. And while she was there, she started like just fleeing the facilities. You know, sometimes that happens with kids. They start to just run away. You know, they're not happy where they are. They have a lot of things going on where they're confused. I mean, if you think about when everybody was a teenager, you're already confused. You like, you don't know what the hell going on. You think you're by yourself with a lot of stuff. And then add on top of that, your biological parents aren't there. You're in the system, you know. So, unfortunately, you know, she's going through what's kind of typical for someone in that predicament.
Type of situation, yeah.
Right. So after she kept fleeing, she ended up just being on the streets of Nashville, and she meets this guy. His street name is Cutthroat. Mm-hmm. And he actually began trafficking her. And during this time, she was living in these hotels, like this Town Suites hotels where she was living. Mm-hmm. At this time, she's, let's see, 88. What's that? 16? She's about 16 years old. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when she's living with this guy who actually ends up being her pimp, unfortunately, that's how they were actually surviving, is off of her prostitution. She was kind of like, he basically threatened her. He made her do it with different threats, beating her. Unfortunately, he did the R word to her multiple times. But you know, because you know, you say the word, we've been to get flagged.
Yeah. No, I completely know.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that was happening. And she was, like I said, she's only 16 at this time. Okay. So on the night of August 6, 2004, again, she's 16. She meets up with this 43-year-old man named Michael Allen in the parking lot of a Sonic in Nashville. This guy, he was a real estate agent. He was a youth pastor, a Sunday school teacher, and he was actually starting a homeless ministry at a Baptist church, okay? According to like the detectives, he asked her if she was hungry and if she was quote unquote up for any action.
Yeah.
Let's not forget, he's 43, she's 16. Mm-hmm. Okay? The detective was like, you know, well, she answered yes to both questions. I'm hungry and I'm up for action. Let's not forget, she was being forced into selling herself, forced into trafficking.
It wasn't like she chose that.
Right. She was being threatened and everything at quote unquote home to force her to do it. And that's how they were taking care of themselves, probably how they were paying for the room and all of that. Mm-hmm. So she accepted and they ended up going back to his house. They ate. Then while they were there, she apparently agreed to all acts for $150, but she actually claimed that they claimed that intercourse never actually happened between the two. Mm-hmm. Now, sidebar, Alan, you know, the guy that I'm referring to at the moment, I can't stand those friends and families of people who's like, well, I know they didn't do that. Shut up. Right. No, you don't.
No, I don't like that either. Stop with that. Because, like, you actually don't know.
You don't know. You have no idea. But he got these friends and family is like, well, I know he wouldn't have done that. He was just trying to help her, you know, blase blah. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, I don't believe that. I don't believe that not one bit. Because, I mean, if you're starting a homeless thing or you're trying to help youth, you normally don't take them back to your house. Like, why are they at your house? You take them somewhere that teens are meant to go. Like, why?
Yeah, no.
But he had these friends that was claiming, no, he wasn't doing that. Blase, blah, whatever.
Because everybody think that they know the only version of that person.
Yes.
It's like, yes. No, this person is that's a whole person separate of your interactions with them. So you never know the entirety of a person. Unless you consistently interact with them all day, every day.
And not even that. I mean, because,
couldn't know the entirety of a person.
Yeah, because the thing is, that's impossible. All you got to do is go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So at some point, they're not around
you. But that's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. You can never know the entirety of a person.
You can never know. Right. I mean, that's like, you know, well, no, he can't do that because he was around such and such. It's like serial killers got family and friends still alive.
A lot of them got just because kids.
They have kids. It's like just because they weren't this particular person with everybody they interacted with does not mean that there's no chance that they could have done this.
Exactly. It's like,
I hate that.
Two things can be true. That correct. Person can be a creepy pedophile and also be a youth pastor.
Correct.
Two things can't be true. They can be trying to help the homeless and also be preying on young girls being sex trafficked. Like, just because you do a bad thing don't make you an overall bad person. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
It's not like, I mean, y'all want to yell.
I hate that.
Y'all want to yell that shit about R. Kelly, the ones of y'all that's still defending him. Y'all want to talk about separate the art from the artist. I mean,
anybody you can you have to understand that both can be true. So stop trying to push just because I've never seen it. It couldn't have happened. Exactly. Shut up. Yes, it could have.
You just didn't know that version of them.
Right. And don't get me wrong, I understand, you know, you don't want the version, you know, this person to necessarily be tainted in your mind, but that does not mean that it didn't happen.
Right. That doesn't negate this other person's story though, because
Correct.
You want to hold on to an image.
Exactly. You could continue to hold on to that image and just understand that this happened too.
Right.
But yeah, so there was actually in these court documents that there was minors, you know, normally a lot of times there's minors that are waitresses. But they would always say, like, these younger teens, you know, well, I wouldn't say younger teens, they're older teens, technically, if they're working, but they're teenagers. And they would basically continually feel uncomfortable around him whenever he was around, and he would like hit on them and, you know, all of that. So it made them feel weird. So it's not unbelievable that he was, you know, that was the whole reason of taking her home. So at some point during that night, she ends up shooting him in the back of the head with a handgun that she had, which was given to her for protection by cutthroat. Right. Mm-hmm. She also ended up stealing $172 out of his wallet and two of his firearms and then leaving the scene in his truck.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember they were originally saying that they were found in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. But apparently it was at his house. So when she left with his truck, she ends up leaving his truck down in at a Walmart parking lot and got a ride home. I quote home, because she actually was going to back to the hotel because that's where she was living. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the lead detective in the case wrote that on August 7th, Brown Sinkoya, that is, had a neighbor drive her to the Walmart where she ended up leaving his truck. And they say that she asked the neighbor to drive her back to Allen's house so she could steal more stuff from him. Mm-hmm. But the neighbor ended up refusing. The neighbor also said that she told him that she shot somebody in the head for $50,000 and some guns.
Oh,
and then she shot somebody in the head last night and blew his brains out. That's what this neighbor was claiming that she said. Okay. They also claim that she said that the kill was a fat lick. And if anybody don't know what that means it's like a lot of money, a big robbery is what she was basically saying. And she was waiting on a lick like that all week. I mean, I'm not going to say that she didn't say it. I have absolutely no idea.
Very well could have been what she thought at 16 years old.
It could have been what she thought at 16. I mean, it could have been a setup, because I definitely was hearing that at one point where the pimp was telling her what to do and, you know, all that. And I mean, anybody who knows anything about people in that situation and pimps and all of that, they have a hold of these folks. They really, really do. They use fear to make them do whatever they want them to do.
It's fear and weaponizing love, because they know these what these people need and what they're looking for, and they like dangle it like a carrot to keep them to keep them there.
Correct. She also, that neighbor also claimed that she told him, "You better stop running your fucking mouth about my business or I'll get you too." Hmm. Right.
This neighbor sounds like she lying though.
I think it's a guy, but either way,
sound very messy queen, lying.
This neighbor is putting some stuff on. Like I said, it could be true.
I'm sure parts of that is true, but it sounds like he really laying on Sweet Baby Ray's after this bitch. Like he slathering that.
Sweet baby Ray-Z is good.
It is. He's slathering that motherfucker. Like,
it sounds like he using the mop. You know, the little mop to mop your ribs with the barbecue sauce.
He definitely is putting the sauce all over this. This shit about to be like them Chef Boyardee individual joints you get that's 90% sauce and 7 noodles.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot because I know exactly what the hell you're talking about. It do be, why do be so much of that nasty, funky sauce in there? That shit stinks.
It's like 7 noodles in that shit.
And all that mushy ass meatballs. Yeah. What? It's gonna make me puke. Mm-hmm. So she ends up being arrested for that whole night, and basically her charges were homicide, aggravated robbery, handgun possession, and criminal imprisonment. I'm sorry, not imprisonment. A bitch can't read.
I was like,
criminal impersonation. I don't know why I just said imprisonment, girl. I was just trying to read way too damn fast. So even though she was only 16, she ends up being tried as an adult, which I really can't stand. I really, really, really cannot stand when children are tried as an adult, not in that manner, because it's like, I'm not making any excuse for anybody, no matter what age, if you're killing somebody. I'm not making an excuse for it. But you cannot treat a child the same way you treat an adult. It doesn't make any sense. They don't think like an adult.
I have a twofold problem with this.
What's the twofold problem?
One, we always want to... I think part of the issue is like, when is a child a child, right? Like, this country needs to decide when a child is a child, because it's like,
correct,
you got 7 16-year-olds, they all break the law, but depending on which law they break is the type of reaction you have to it. Because somebody, a 16-year-old driving intoxicated, it's like, oh well, you gotta understand, like, his brain's not fully developed, that was just a bad decision, blah 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 blah. But this 16-year-old, and I'm gonna just say it, and I know this might offend somebody, but you know, it's what it is. A 16-year-old is a child if the 16-year-old is white. If this is a black 16-year-old, they are all... Because black children are seen as adults as young as 5.
It seems very convenient. I have
and that's good and bad. Like, not even just like on negative stuff, because like that little girl that just won the spelling bee, and they keep writing the first African-American woman to win it. This is a 7-year-old child. This is not a woman. Stop calling her.
Exactly.
That's a child.
Yeah. Because I was reading, I don't even remember what the story was. I got pissed off and stopped reading it, and it said a 30-something-year-old boy. I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
Yeah.
You've got to be joking. How is a 30-something-year-old a boy, but a 13-year-old a grown man? Like, stop that.
Right.
Minor adult. What the fuck does that mean? How you going to be a minor also, and an adult?
On the other side of this, you're also ruining a child's life. Like, let me rephrase. You're essentially ending this child's life based on a decision made with the thought process of a child.
Of a child.
And I'm not saying that she's right for killing anybody, not at all.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, this is why I say so many systems failed her along the way, because nobody took into account what the situation was. And we also never talk about why she was with him to begin with.
Nobody
addresses the fact that this fucking pedophile picked up a child to have sex with. Nobody talks about that. They just want to talk about how this grown woman killed this innocent man for no reason. It's like, that's not what's happening. She clearly felt threatened in some capacity. And if you're picking up, because what probably happened is she agreed because she was told to. And then as they got started, she didn't want to do it. And she got scared. And he tried to force it because he paid for it.
Very well could have been exactly what happened.
Exactly what happened, but that's what happens all the fucking time. Whether you're a sex worker or not. Because how many men try to force some shit on you after the club because he bought you a drink?
Yep.
Like, so many systems failed this girl. And they continue to fail children like her over and over and over again.
Over and over and over again. Abso-freaking-lutely. It's ridiculous. Yes. Yeah. So, yeah. So she was, like I said, she was being tried as an adult. They were trying to argue that it was too much of a risk to the community to keep her in the juvenile court system. That's why they were trying to, so she actually said that she never denied actually shooting them, killing them. She never said that. She just said, no, it was self-defense. That's why I did it. She said that he intimidated her and by continually standing over her and touching her while she was laying on the bed.
Which other kids have said that he does that. So why is it so weird when she say it?
Yeah, and then she said that she believed that he was reaching for a firearm, which, side note, little caveat, kind of convenient that when a cop feels like somebody's reaching for a firearm, it's okay if they shoot him, but it's not okay for her. Let's move on.
That's because citizens are held to a higher standard than
Let's move on. So she said that she thought that he was reaching for a firearm. And let's not forget, she did take firearms from him. So that's not necessarily far-fetched.
Nothing that she's saying is outside of the realm of possibility. I don't know why everybody acted like he was just this fucking innocent-ass deacon that she just ran up on New Jack City style and robbed this nigga.
New Jack City. but yeah, so she said that she felt like he was reaching for a firearm when the two of them were laying in the bed together, and that's why she ends up shooting him. The prosecution, however, keep trying to claim, oh, she hadn't been in danger and she just murdered him while he was sleep naked on the bed.
Why would he be naked on the bed if he was really just trying to help this girl?
That's a marvelous question, because let's not forget.
Child get off the street. Why are you butt ass naked on the bed?
Exactly.
And then why is that's just a normal fucking thing. Like, nobody's talking about the fact that he's this grown ass man, this butt ass naked with this 16-year-old girl.
Thank you. Thank you. Nobody is talking about that part. What happened to him? Just, you know, oh, he was just trying to help her. No, no. Why is he naked? There's no reason for that. You get naked for two reasons: to take a shower and have sex, and you ain't taking a shower if you in the bed.
Exactly. Like, you don't need, there's literally no reason for you not to have your clothing on.
None whatsoever. Now, the police, obviously, they're still trying to claim, you know, she just did it for the fuck of it. It's like, oh, well, there's no gun found under the bed. Yeah, no shit, because she took it. She already admitted that.
Right.
and they also claiming that based on position that his body was in, the investigators were saying that she did shoot him while he was asleep because it showed that he was laying on his hands underneath his head with his fingers interlocked.
How would you know that?
I don't know.
Okay.
They claim it, you know, due to, you know, the way, you know, post-mortem and hit, you know, like, the rigor mortis and how that set like in that, and all of that
unless
stuff.
Unless he was still like that when y'all found him, there's no way y'all would know that.
Hey, this is what they're claiming.
Because if rigor mortis set in the way that showed his fingers were interlocked, that would mean his fingers were still interlocked.
Yeah, because why would somebody take them apart?
Why would somebody take them apart? Like, it don't make sense.
Yeah. August 14th, she was actually taken to a mental institution for evaluation. The court documents claimed that she threatened a nurse while she was there because the nurse didn't allow her to call her adoptive mother. The nurse claimed that she jumped over the desk, grabbed her by her hair, and hit her in the face, giving her several bruises and abrasions. During the attack, Brown allegedly told the nurse, "I shot that man in the back of the head one time. Bitch, I'm going to shoot you in the back of the head three times. I love to hear your blood splatter on the wall."
That don't even sound right. I mean, again, it's, anything could have happened, but that sounds really wild. That sounds like some shit out of a movie.
anything absolutely could happen. It's just bananas how on one side the prosecution is making her sound so heinous.
Yeah.
And so like just insane, evil.
Cold-blooded killer.
Right. It's just like
like she's I don't know about it. They're making her sound like a total sociopath. Like
yes. Yes. So this actually this didn't help, but this kind of to me kind of leans more towards the defense and the prosecution making shit up, because there were three inmates who were hoping for leniency in their own pending criminal trials that claimed that she spoke to them about the crime and confessed to killing Alan just to see how it felt to kill someone. So it's kind of convenient that it's people who can have leniency on their own stuff that's claiming, oh yeah, she told me this. I mean, why would that even be something that like, would come,
how would that even come up? I mean, granted, right. It's jail and y'all ain't got shit else to talk about. But who just walks up to strangers and says that unless she's a complete and total lunatic?
So it's supposedly an inmate gave a police officer a note Brown had allegedly given her, which said, everything is true. I swear it on my life, except for I thought he was getting a gun and the feeling of nervousness. Huh. Yeah.
See, this always felt to me like they were trying too hard.
It seems like they're trying too hard. Like there's just too many things that just happen like, to line up for prosecution.
So much happenstance.
Yes.
And we know this ain't CSI Miami. Cases never work like this. Like,
they show don't.
This is just entirely too much happenstance and too much, oh, well, I heard too, and so did I, and then I heard it, and I heard it too. And it's just like, what is, how are y'all niggas hearing this? Like,
yeah, right, right,
everybody
right.
But her lawyer hearing this.
Exactly. Supposedly there was a call as well where it just said that she was telling her adoptive mother, I killed somebody, I executed him.
See, like, now, why would she say that? That don't make
I
sense.
Don't that's what I'm saying. It's just too many things that just so happen to just give you the case, basically. It's crazy.
It literally
it's crazy.
Don't make sense for her to say that. Because if she threatened to kill somebody over not being able to talk to her adoptive mother, that means that her adoptive mother means so much to her that I can't envision her ever saying that.
Just not admitting something like that
no,
to her. Like, why would she do that?
Break her heart.
Yes.
And that clearly wouldn't be the move, because you wouldn't threaten to kill somebody over a bitch who you don't give a fuck if you hurt her feelings. Like.
Yeah. So. Different pieces of evidence that was on Centoya's side. The defense attorney was saying, you know, the 43-year-old did have a quote-unquote dark side and then did absolutely intend on sexually assaulting her, which is why he was naked in the bed.
Yeah.
And she was defending herself. So there were a couple of witnesses on her side. One witness said that she did previously date him and alleged that he took her back to his home and started kissing her. She also testified that she did not want to have sex with him, although he did. And then he R-word her. Mm-hmm. There's another witness at the time, 17 years old, who worked at a restaurant. The judge did not allow the jury to hear, conveniently, labeling her testimony irrelevant. According to that witness, however, Alan, the 43-year-old, handed her his business card and wrote a personal message on the back saying, you're gorgeous. I love to take you out sometime, so let me know. She's 17. Mm-hmm. Okay? She further testified that other teens who worked at a restaurant also felt uncomfortable, we said that earlier, from his very flirtatious behavior around them. So after all of that and all of the just so happened, the verdict comes back. She was found guilty of first degree murder, felony murder, and aggravated robbery, and was sentenced to life at the age of 16. Hmm. 16 years old. Hmm. So again, at 16 years old, she was sentenced to a maximum security prison.
Hmm.
in Nashville. Okay. Under her original sentence, she would not have been able for, she would not have been eligible for parole until the age of 67.
Yeah.
While she was in there, she got her GED. She got an associate's degree in liberal arts. She got a bachelor's, professional studies and organizational leadership, with a GPA of 4.0. So she's like trying to basically do what she should have been doing anyway at her freaking age. Right. You know, she was considered a model prisoner. And the testimony for her clemency, you know, everything, right? The pimp, you know, cutthroat, he was shot and killed at the age of 24 back in 2005. Mm-hmm. Okay. She ends up having, like, a story about her. She has multiple documentaries talking about her because it was, like, a really, really, really big thing.
Yeah.
You know, this young girl being sentenced to life like that. And then with this, being so many things behind what was going on, everybody's just like, nah, this shit just don't, it don't sound right. You know, we shouldn't be acting like this toward her. Okay.
Yeah.
So in 2017, like I was saying, she did get, you know, it came all over social media again. There were some celebrities that were just basically expressing the outrage of her being sentenced to life at only the age of 16. She right. had people like Rihanna, Kim Kardashian, T.I., Snoop, LeBron James. They were like, no, she needs to be out. Like, this is fucked up. Like, this is not cool.
Yeah.
March of 2018, it was actually announced that Tennessee Board of Parole would hold a hearing for her for the clemency petition. Mm-hmm. Normally, only about 2% of Tennessee clemency applicants get to the parole. I know, right? Only about 2% of them even get to the point of being able to go to the parole board. Okay. The hearing was held May 28th of 2018. At the prison. Mm-hmm. At the hearing, there were several witnesses that knew her from prison that testified on her behalf, including the university faculty, the former prosecutor, prison employees, local rights, like a bunch of people were like testifying for her.
Yeah.
There was even this Nashville detective who served as the lead detective on Allen's murder, who also testified against her. Was like, you know, no, she needs to stay in jail. He told the parole board that he did not believe there was any evidence to support the claim that she was being trafficked since she was 12 and that Allen's killing was unjustified. Hmm. Yeah, the parole board was actually pretty divided.
Of course.
With two voting to grant her clemency, with her already serving 15 years, two voting for her sentence to be reduced to 51 to 25 years, and two voting to flat out deny it.
Yeah.
Which is a bunch of BS.
Yeah.
December 6th of 2018. So, you know, this whole thing started in November of 2017. So it's a little bit over a year, mm-hmm. a year later. They were saying that she would be eligible for parole after serving 51 years still. So they're still trying to hold this crap up.
Yeah.
People were like, you know, she was considered like a sex slave, like a child sex slave, and advocates, you know, believed her, like, come on, y'all need to really pay attention to this shit, basically. On January 7th of 2019, hold on, wait a minute. Okay, yes, yeah, so on January 7th, 2019, it actually came down that they was like, you know what? Instead of her serving life in prison, we're going to give her 15 years plus 10 years of supervised parole. If you ask me, 10 years of parole is ridiculous. That's parole is a bunch of bullshit.
No, it did, definitely.
Parole is the epitome of the revolving door that people talk about.
Yeah.
You place all these people on these ridiculously long parole sentences.
Where
and it's like
inevitable to fuck something up.
Yes, because with parole, I mean, it could be something as small as getting a traffic ticket and they'll try to put you back in jail. It'd be, oh, it's bullshit. Or, I don't like it.
Because this the whole you can't be around other felons. Well, depending on where you live, you may not even know this motherfucker, and they might be a felon. But if you get caught in the same room, you going back to jail, somebody you don't even know.
Not only that, you know, when it comes to felons, there's a lot of places that won't hire them. Mm-hmm. So when it's only select companies
so
that will even hire felons, y'all all end up
way.
In the same place anyway.
Yeah,
which is a bunch of bullshit. But yeah, that ended up being her sentence. So because of that, she essentially served it and she was released from prison on August 7th of 2019. Mm-hmm. So that's the halfway triumph that I'm referring to. Granted, none of this should have happened to begin with.
Exactly.
But at least she did get released before she was like 50. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if you
she was in her 30s.
Shit, you already.
I mean, as best I can.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's only so much you could do, I guess. But I ain't about to buy this shit.
Yeah, they decided to do it after careful, quote unquote, careful consideration of what this tragic and complex case involved. It's like
meaning
basically
enough pressure from enough people with enough money.
Exactly. Let's be straight up. Yep. That's what it really was. So after she was released, you know, like I said before, she had a bunch of documentaries done on her. She wrote a book. She got a Netflix documentary. It was just a lot of stuff afterwards. She actually did end up getting married mm-hmm. to someone. But yeah, that's the story of Centoya Brown, where I feel like this justice system is kind of a bunch of bullshit.
I mean, I feel like
when it comes to, yes, when it comes to certain people, it's a bunch of bullshit. And then you wonder why people are pissed off. Hmm. I mean, her story should just tell you exactly why sexual assault victims don't trust the legal system. Women don't trust the legal system. Black people don't trust the legal system.
Right.
Like, there's so many different layers as to why people are the way that they are when it comes to the justice system. Like, I can't trust you. You're looking, now granted, what kind of sucks, and this is the reason why I always said I could never be a prosecutor. The prosecutor was doing their job. I mean, they're supposed to make you believe this defendant did whatever this crime is.
Now, I don't see, my thing is, it's like, I don't, the place where I fault the prosecutor is even bringing the indictment forward to begin with. Because somewhere along the way, somebody should have stopped and said, this girl's 16. It's clear this girl has been abused and everything else if you talk to her long enough. So how about we not put her in jail?
This is the thing. If nothing else, let's forget everything that could have happened before this particular incident. She was in the bedroom next to a 43-year-old naked man.
Mm-hmm.
Why was he naked? Why was he naked? Why?
That's what I'm saying. Like, nobody stopped to think, like, some shit ain't right here. Maybe we should help this little girl instead of putting her in jail.
Because let's even go with, she killed him in quote-unquote cold blood because he was laying there naked with his hands behind his head. Again, why is he naked?
And who cares?
Why is he naked?
But why would she kill him because his hands behind his head? Like, bitch, I don't like when you sit like that. Like, what?
I don't understand. Come on.
None
y'all
of
not,
that makes
come
any
on.
Sense.
Come on. It's crazy. And people wonder why sexual assault victims don't want to come forward. This is why. You're going to find some reason for it to be my fault.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find some reason for it to be on me. It's my fault. You shouldn't have. You didn't. It's like.
And that's across the board,
on.
Men or women.
And
like,
that's
if you're a man, it's like, what you complaining for? You should, you, I wish something like that would happen to me. And if you're a woman, it's like, what was you wearing? What was you doing? Why was you talking to them? What was it, you know?
And to be straight up, I also feel like, you know, they were trying to charge her as an adult to keep reminding people, oh no, she was grown, so no one cares that he was naked.
Yeah.
Like, that was another reason to continue to say she was an adult.
Yeah.
But she wasn't. She's not an adult.
It was to push this narrative that this very sweet, innocent man in our community was murdered by this heinous monster.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because even the thing is let's even say she did offer. Your 43-year-old ass should have said, no, this is not what you should be doing.
Exactly. If you really wanted to help, it would have been, like, no, girl. But let's get you off these streets and get you some clean clothes and a meal and figure you a safe place to sleep.
Like, so it's like I said, even if you forget everything else prior to, there's this no explanation of... for somebody, you know, old enough to be your father, maybe not father, well, maybe grandfather, depending on how fast your parents are. more than likely father. Like, he's old enough to be your father. Why is he in bed with you? Why is he naked? Why is he, like, what?
Yeah. There's a lot of questions that nobody's going to ask because this is a young
nobody's going to ask. Exactly.
And not so even it must just be a her young fault. Black girl. This is a young woman reporting a sexual assault against, well, not even reporting, but a young woman saying a respected member of the community sexually assaulted her.
That's the problem.
How the fuck dare you try to sully his name, you heathen ass bitch? Like, it's like,
yep.
No, this is what happened because y'all don't want to recognize, because y'all don't want to give up y'all heroes. That's all this is about. This is hero worship.
Right, because all that crap that was, you know, that people were talking about, oh, well, he's this person, he's that person, and she said this about him and all that. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget that he had plenty of friends and family that kept saying, no, we know he wasn't doing that to her. So how we know that he didn't, like, they just not making this bullshit up because they still believe he there's no way he could have done this.
Right, when they've all seen it, they've all seen something. It's always been something that's a little off. Something that didn't quite sit right with them. Like, there's always something there.
There's just decide always something.
You choose to ignore it or not. Because it's always something that don't look quite right. Something that don't turn all the way over. It's always a place where something happened and the math ain't matching the way you think it should
be. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then your response is just simply, well, I ain't leaving my kids around him. Like, that shouldn't be your response.
Or make sure that he ain't left alone with them girls at the barbecue.
Yeah. That's crazy. That should not be the thing.
Instead of, like, let's lock up this pedophile.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was the story of Centoya Brown.
Yes.
We shall be back next week.
On time.
Siobhan with... on time. I can't even say next week. I say in a couple days.
Yeah, I was about to say
it's
going to be the same week. You're
getting
in the end this week. Congratulations,
bitches. Very true. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to us ramble on. We shall be back, as I said, in a couple of days. Siobhan will have the story then.
I will.
And we will have more wine. I wonder if it'll be Josh this time.
I guess we'll see. In there that I don't even know what they are, so it's going to be one of them.
I was actually supposed to buy a case. Yeah. Maybe I should do that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, see y'all. Well, talk to y'all later. Peace out.
Bye, y'all.